The images and the protests are a case of déjà vu, things we saw 20 years ago. Harp seals being clubbed on Canadian ice patches for their fur. A full-page newspaper ad last week denouncing what it calls the brutal hunt and urging concerned readers to write to the Canadian Prime Minister. Reporter Clifford Krause of the New York Times, who's in Newfoundland, has written that with an increased quota for seals, the hunt in Canada this year is bigger than ever. Now, Clifford Krause, what are we talking about in terms of size?
Well, the quotas were increased last year, in which either last year, this year, or next year, two of the 3 years, the quota will be 350,000 seals that can be killed. And last year, they didn't reach that level. This year, from what seal hunters are telling me, they're doing very well. The weather is very good. And they're hoping to reach the full level of 350,000 seals, which would be more than any year in the last 50.
And what is the Canadian government's rationale for letting hunters take more seals?
Well, the situation is very different than 20 or 30 years ago. 20 or 30 years ago, there was a sustainability question. The seal population was depleted. But now, after minimal hunting between basically 1984 and 1997, the seal population is approximately 5 million in these Canadian Atlantic waters. There are plenty of seals. Therefore, says the Canadian government, it's not the same problem as we had in the 70s and 80s.
Now, the animal protection groups that are campaigning against this seal hunting, in their newspaper ads, say the Canadian government still permits the clubbing of, here's the key word, baby seals.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians deny that, and as I understand it, this hinges on what the definition is of a baby seal.
Okay, well, let me tell you the facts as I understand them. Back in the 1970s, when this was a big issue, the Canadian seal hunters were clubbing infant seals, pups that were less than 2 weeks old, indeed pups that were still dependent on their mother's milk. That is no longer the case. When, after the United States banned all seal products and the European community banned white coats, those infant pups, the Canadian government said, okay, now we're only going to allow the killing of the seals that are called beaters. They no longer have those early white furs. They have gray furs. They're approximately 3.5 weeks old. Now, most people would say, well, they're still babies, but they're not dependent on their mothers as much as the infant pups. So it's a definitional question here.
The seal fur in this case, therefore, is not that pure white. It's more
That's
gray.
Correct.
Where is the market for this?
The market is a relatively new one that grew in the late 90s, and it's basically driven by Russia, Ukraine, and Poland. And we're seeing a growing market in China. The market for these furs, these are very fine furs, is mostly hats, belts, and other accessories.
Clifford Krause, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Reporter Clifford Krause of the New York Times spoke to us from St. John's, in Newfoundland, in Canada.